Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mufti sahab, can I apply Vicks to my nose while fasting?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the tafsir we did before I went for Fajr Salat, we spoke about fornication, adultery. In that we must include, you know, today's zamana, the lesbian and the homosexuality and all these things we all know is absolutely haram. So that is the problem. So what is the solution for it? One is to lower the gaze. One is to be in the company of pious people. But the Quran Sharif teaches us a very, very effective and practical solution. But we are not prepared to fulfill it in the true sense of the word. Chapter number 29, Surah Ankabut, the spider, and that is verse number 45. You don't understand this chapter and verse, the beginning of the 21st Supara, 21st juice. Inna swalata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. When you read Salat, as Salat and Namaz and prayer is supposed to be read, so that salat will have such an impact, it will prevent the person from fahsha, all obscenities, indecent, fornication, adultery, premarital affairs, extramarital, all this homosexuality, lesbian, Allah forbid, all these haram things, will munkar and all forms of injustice. But the problem is, we read Fajr Salat now. If you ask half the people which surahs the Imam read, he doesn't know. He is just dreaming, going through the motions, up, down, kiss the ground, back to town, and we just carry on. So we must read Salah, chapter 23, verse number 2. Alladheena hum fi salatihim khashi'un. The beginning of the 18th Supara, 18th juice. Read our Salat with devotion, concentration, humility. Then we will find what a great impact Salat is. Salat is called Salat, as-silatu bayn al-abdi wa rabbi. It is the link, connection and nexus between servant, slave and Almighty Allah. So increase our ruku, what we are reading there, in our individual salat, in our sajda. We ourselves, we don't want to perform taraweeh, we want to perform Ferrari. Where the driver, the imam, he is a Formula One driver, he's pressing, Allah, la, 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 Allah, Akbar, Allah, la, la, Allah, Akbar. He says, this imam is a top shot guy. You don't know what he's reading and everything. Ruku, sajda, one tasbih, subhanabil azim, subhanabil ala, finish. That is not taraweeh. We're making a mockery of that. So we need to look at that solution. Improve the quantity, quality of our salat. Then Allah will place there the hatred of all these vices and the love for Almighty Allah, the love for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the love to lead a pure and a chaste life. So that was a very important point. Allah just put in my mind now after Fajr Salat when I was coming this side. Okay, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Question, Honor Salim, somebody asked that, can we apply this Vicks and what have you in our nose, our nostrils and so forth and so on. So remember the usul, the principle. Any food, any medication going through the mouth will nullify the fast. Any type of medication going through the nose will then also break the fast. So whether it be your asthma pump or whether it be this Vicks and what have you, and you apply it right inside your nostrils and so forth, so remember, it will break the fast. Do all these things at night. Do it suhoor time, sehri time, night time. Then there's no problem. Allah give you shifa. Read Surah Fatiha 7 times and blow on yourself and blow on the person who's ill and sick. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif on the authority of Sayyidina Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu.
Mufti sahab, can a person build a water well with zakat funds?
Definitely haram, not permissible. O Ummah, you need to understand what the Quran Kareem teaches us. Quran Kareem teaches us, wa'atu zakah. You must pay the zakat. How Allah Ta'ala told me and you, Muhammad Salim and Junaid and all, we are men, we are married. So when we pay the mahar, the marital gift to our honorable wives, so Allah said, وَآتُ النِّسَاءَ صَدُقَاتِهِنَّ نِحْلًا. You must give it to them as a gift. So it must be done lovingly, willingly, sincerely, and no conditions attached. So yeah, in zakat, wa'atu zakah means you must give. Who must you give? Ya Allah. So Allah mentions 8 categories, chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse number 60. There must be poor Muslims, destitute and needy, and so forth and so on. Fariidatan min Allah. These 8 categories are ordained, prescribed by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Wallahu Alimun Hakim. And Almighty Allah is all knowing, all wise. So it shows we can't give zakat to non Muslims. Now take this, what you are suggesting and asking. I go to a poor area. I take my zakat money, 100,000, 50,000, put up a water well. I'm asking you, who is the owner of this well? You say everybody. But everybody, they are rich people. Everybody, they are non-Muslim people. So for zakat, tamlik must be done. Tamlik means ownership must take place. So when we give our zakat in cash or kind, whether it be money, whether it be food, whether it be clothing, whether it be cement or whatever, so hardware and what have you items, so the person to whom we are giving must be the owner of that, an unconditional owner, no conditions. You can't tell him, you must take this money and use it for this and this. So it's up to him, he can use it for whatever he wants to. So that is permissible. So that is how we must understand. So therefore, to use the zakat money just for water well, borehole, all that, not permissible that. Because you can't make everybody the owner. Everybody there means Muslim, non-Muslim, rich and poor. So the zakat will not be valid. The zakat will not be discharged.
Mufti Sahib, is Dua-e Jamila permissible to pray after every namaz?
See in life what Quran Sharif is teaching us. Chapter 3, verse 31. Kul, say you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa, Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, you the Ummah, if you really love Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, fattabi'uni, so follow me immaculately. In the Arabic language, you know, the more you understand the Arabic language, the more you will fall in love with it. So you need to go to this word ittiba, the philology of it, the history of it. You have a cow, and that cow gives birth to the calf. So in Arabic, you will call it tabi and tabi'a, male and female, right? So now that calf is going to follow the mother in every hook, nook and corner. So me and you must follow Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the many translators, they just say follow. But that translation is incomplete. Therefore, I always translate it with Allah's help. Fattabi'uni, follow me immaculately. Yuhbibkumullah, then you will become the beloved of Almighty Allah. We all are sinners. Every person today who's on this planet, Mother Earth, remember, and we are baligh, sane and mature, we all are sinners. That's a different thing, that our degree and our amount of incontinency of sins, that varies from person to person. But sin we all are. So remember, if we imitate and emulate the Master alayhi salatu salam immaculately, then wa yaghfir lakum zunubakum, your sins will be forgiven. Chapter 3, verse 31. You hear the azan, and thereafter Junaid Mota, Jinnat Mota plays the du'as after Fajr azan and so forth. And it's mentioned that these du'as are all the sunnah du'as, authentic ahadith, Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. Now come, let's study here. Let's take what is prevalent in our society. So in our society, Ramadan time, the khankas, most of them, they got that khatme khwajagan. Now the question you must ask, does khatme khwajagan and all that, is it something the Quran taught us? Is it something the sunnah, Nabi alayhi salam taught us? Is it something the sahaba taught us? No. It's man-made, some waliullah, some pious sheikh, he said, let's do this, and it was effective. So we will say it's permissible. But you can't say that it is sunnah. Once you're going to say it's sunnah, now you are elevating it and attaching so many rewards to it and benefits to it for which there are no proof. So that becomes a bid'ah. Second one, durud to najina. You read it, it's fine. But remember, you elevate the rank so much, so much. So now you start saying that it is a sunnah to read it. So now it becomes a bid'ah. Du'a Jamila. So now, if you look at it, all the words are okay. But the virtues that are mentioned there in the starting of the book or in the ending of the book, so many had sawab you will get and thus and all, is men made all these things there. So remember that that is not authentic, all these rewards and all that that are attached to it. So in life, always ask yourself that this action here, is it sunnah or is it man-made? If you ask me what you did in Khatme Khawaja Khan, I don't know. I got an idea, you understand, but I don't know the proper. Because all these things that are man-made, I stay far away from it. You must go and learn the original sunnah of Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that will make us beloved to Almighty Allah, and our sins will get forgiven. You, O esteemed listener of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, your son is performing Taraweeh, but he's nervous, he's making mistakes and so forth. Or he's becoming a Hafiz and he's saying that, oh Ummi, Ya Abi, Ya Abati, oh my beloved, respected father, next year me, I must perform Taraweeh. So you must give him courage from now and encouragement. Tell him, beta, tell them, daughter, that see, tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah. The hadith is in Tirmidhi Sharif. You know, I get so happy when I speak to my sisters. And then they quote for me. They say, this is in chapter 3, verse 31. This is in chapter 25, verse 74. I say, MashaAllah, you're also becoming Sheikhul Islam now. You're quoting suddenly. Say, no, you quoted so much, so we learned it. I say, Alhamdulillah. So you must learn these things. The hadith in Tirmidhi. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So he came to the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I learn, I forget. What must I do? He, rahmatulil alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, told him, Ya Ali, that you, the night of Friday, Thursday night, what we call, tonight, so read Surah Fatiha, then read Surah Yasin, first rakat. Second rakat, read Surah Fatiha, Surah Dukhan, chapter 44, in the 25th Supara, like how we read the Sunnats of Zuhr, before the Zuhr Salat, like that. Then the third rakat, you read Surah Fatiha, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, chapter 32, 30 verses there. So you must read that in this sequence. And first Yasin, then Dukhan, then Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, and last rakat, Surah Mulk, before every Surah, you read Surah Fatiha, you make dua. Salatan, aw khamsan, aw sab'an, hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, open Fazail al-Quran. So, go do it for 3 consecutive weeks, or 5 weeks, or 7 weeks. Sayyidina Ali did it, came back, Ya Rasulullah, Allah's fazl, Allah's karam, Allah's mercy, benevolence, that my memory is back, now is good, retentive, Fama nasitu ba'du, I'm not forgetting now. So see how many things we can do. It's Mubarak month of Ramadan. Instead of killing time, tell your son, your daughter who are Hafiz, they must read it like this. And I do it many times even now with Allah's help and so. And if you're not Hafiz, you don't know the surahs, look inside the Quran Sharif out of Salat and then read it, all 4 surahs. And after that, read 2 rakat Salat. And tell me next year if you're not finished with your hifz or not. So Allah will bless you with a powerful retentive memory, insha'Allah al-Aziz.
Mufti sahab, can a Hanafi woman at home pray Asr Salah at Shafi time?
Our fatwa is, it's permissible for everybody, whether you are male, whether you are female, whether you are an adult, whether you're a child. And this whole thing, Shafi time also is a misconception, you must remember that. Shafi'i say that after one mithal, you have Zuhr time. Let's take now example I'm giving. That now, that say quarter to four, 4 o'clock, the time ends, finish of Zuhr, and Asr time starts. You say Ba'd al mithal, one shadow, right? So like that. So that is Shafi'i's, is Maliki's, is Hanbali's, and the 2 students of Imam Abu Hanifa. So how can we just say Shafi time? It's Hanafi time also. Imam Abu Hanifa's 2 greatest students, Imam Abu Yusuf, spent 18 years approximately with Imam Abu Hanifa, the greatest student and prominent student of Imam Sahib, Imam Azam rahimahullah, and the place where he's buried is called Azamiya. Ba'da wafatihi, we went all these places with Allah's help. Imam Abu Yusuf is buried also there in Iraq. We went to his Mazar Mubarak also. Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani, he is buried in Iran. The Kafir Shias destroyed Nam Nishan Nahi. So there's no sign also where he is buried and so forth. So remember this, they say. So look at what is our fiqh. That 25%, some ulama wrote 1/3. We will stay with 25%. They differed with their honorable teacher. Not because of disrespect, Allah forbid. Inna makhtalafu li ajli al-haq. They differed for the sake of truth. They did not differ in truth. Go read Imam Sahib's life history. Some places, 3 days, 4 days prior to his passing away in 150, Raja'a an qawlihi ila qawli sahibain. He said that fatwa I gave. Initially, I'm withdrawing it, retracting it, and I choose the fatwa of my beloved students. So that is how our fiqh evolved and developed and became so great. And today the tragedy is we only know one fiqh. I grew up in Durban, Johannesburg, Hanafi. I grew up in Kimberley, Cape Town, Shafi. And other countries, you see, similarly. We must learn the different schools of fiqh according to the various schools. Then you will understand the beauty of it. So therefore our fatwa is, and even from dalil point of view, the dalil of majah, dalil means evidence proof, that the dalil and evidence is much stronger. So you can't say Shafi time. This is Sahibain's time. Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad, and you read your Asr Salat today, 4 o'clock, your Azan is going in your Masjid, quarter to 5, 5 o'clock, and so forth, Hanafi time, and you read 4 o'clock, totally permissible, hadaran wa safara, whether you are traveling or whether you are at home. So that is the fatwa, and wallahu a'lam bisawab.
Kitab, what intentions can we make when making tawaf?
Make multiple intention when we used to go with my wife and we used to go for Umrah, Hajj, all that Ramadan. Allah's fazl, Allah's karam, Allah's mercy. My heart bleeds when I see what is happening now. They got lady police there in Makkah and so forth. Tight those. You can see they are tutor, you understand? You know what is tutor? You can see their backsides and all that. So stuck it is. Right there by the Baytullah. You see this kafir, this murtad, you must remember, his aim is to destroy Islam. They're not khadimul haramain sharifain. They are khainul haramain sharifain. They are traitors to Islam. Quran Kareem states, chapter 22, Surah Hajj, verse 25, وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادِمْ بِذُلْمٍ نُذِقُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Whoever just makes intention in the Haramul Makki. Haramul Makki means M3, 3M. Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifah. Just intention of deviation, of oppression. نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. We will punish them. A painful, terrible, horrible punishment. You're going to watch that what's going to happen to Saudi Arabia and the Ali Saud, the Saud family. Allahumma alik Ali Saud, kama alakta Adu wa Thamud. They're heading for civil war. America, Israel, Saudi, all these haramis. You must remember that. And 1,000 years practice, 20 rakats in Makkah, Mukarramah, Madinah, Munawwarah. This harami, this murtad destroyed that. And your Salafi scholars who have sold their soul to the devil, they will try and justify that as well. So you must remember that these type of things, we can never agree. So my wife, I used to tell her, you made Hajj, now this year, what you going to make? She say, you tell me. I say like this, Ya Allah, from Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, right till Nabi Muhammad, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the people who love with Iman and Islam, so let the reward go to them. Then Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Master alayhi salam's ummah, right till the day of Qiyamah, we performing this tawaf for them, we performing this umrah for them, we performing this hajj, nafil hajj for them. So when I come home, I tell my nieces, nephews, family members, I made Hajj for you, Umrah for you, Tawaf. So some of my nephews, nieces, they know I like to joke, you know. So they tell me, you come from Umrah and Hajj and you're lying. I say, Inna Lillah, how am I lying? I made for everybody and it's nafil, you see. So that is how you must make intention. From Nabi Adam alayhi salam, Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha, Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve business, Adam and Eve. So you must remember right till the last baby that will be born and live with Iman and die with Iman. So we made Tawaf for them, we made Umrah for them, we made Hajj for them. So all that is permissible. Don't be bakhil, don't be stingy when it comes to your dua and your ibadah, especially this type of ibadah. That are nafil, be very generous, whether we know you or we don't know you. So we have made dua for you. And not only dua, we gave the gift of tawaf to you, the gift of umrah for you, the gift of hajj for you. So that is the true Muslim. Allah kabul farmai, Allah ta'ala accept it.
Mufti Saab, when we're done with Umrah, before my husband shaved his head, can he trim my hair or must wait till he shaved his hair? Can I trim my own hair?
Three different questions here. Now, there are how many million, according to the press reports, and that coming from the Arab media, already in Makkah, Mukarramah, Madinah, Munawwara, there are 2 million plus people in Makkah. It will go to 3 million and plus, and in Madinah is more than 1 million people. So if you combine it, you're looking at over 3 million people already, and this is only middle 10 days. Last 10 days is going to increase another 500,000. 1 million. So it's chock-a-block there. You know, yesterday also some family members, they left. Allah Ta'ala accept everybody. So at least you understand, they'll go there and make some dua. I don't agree that you must go every year. Go every year, go to Aqsa. Aqsa is crying. The people are crying. We must show our solidarity. We must tell the Jutla, Haramis, Jew, Jewess, Zionist, you will never intimidate us. We're coming to get rid of you. And you must remember, every Jutla who supports Israel must be kicked out and expelled. You squatters, go back to from where you came from. That is our stance. And our 6 million Palestinians plus who are in the diaspora, they must come back to Palestine. So me, I will always advocate in this day, this age, we must give preference to Palestine. So anyway, now you perform your Umrah, you made Tawaf, you read your 2 rakat Salat. Thereafter, you made Sa'i, Safa, Marwa. Everything is done. Only cutting the hair. You are my sister, my brother. You see, our deen is what? قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ بَصِيرَةٍ. I invite, say, Ya Rasulullah, this is my way and my path. I invite towards Almighty Allah, His Majesty, His Authority, His Sovereignty. Invite towards Islam, عَلَىٰ بَصِيرَةٍ, with firm conviction, with dalail, with evidence. Ana wa man ittaba'ani, I and those who follow me immaculately, the mizdaqi awwali, the first people for whom this verse is applicable are the beloved sahaba, they are the companions and students of the master alayhi salam. Take these 2-3 incidents. Now it is the month of Zulqa'dah, it is the 6th year after the hijrah, and Bukhari Sharif's hadith plus minus of approximately 1400-1500 sahaba. After 6 years, they're going to see the Baytullah, or that is what they thought. But Khalid bin Walid was there, Abu Sufyan was there, others were there. They were not Muslim. They said, no, no entry. Mamnu'ud dukhul, you can't enter. You come next year. So now how they cut their hair? So next year they came, they made tawaf, they made their tawaf, they made the umrah, umratul qaza, in Zulqa'dah. Same people, 1400-1500. How did they cut their hair? They're all in ihram, so they cut their own hair, or they cut somebody else's hair. So you are my daughter, my sister, you did everything, you are in your room, so you cut your own hair, you got a scissor, so you just take your hair, turn it around your little small finger, 1 inch and all, and just cut it, finish. You don't have to wait for your husband and your father and your son and all. Or that you and your daughter are there. So now you cut your daughter's hair and your daughter cuts your hair, all permissible, provided all the actions before that are done. Similarly, your husband came with you to the room. He said, let me take you to the room first, and then I'll go to the barber. So he cuts your hair. So all the actions are done, all permissible. So whether you cut your own hair, whether you cut somebody else's hair, all permissible. And the dalil evidence I gave you, sahaba, umrah time, hajj time, all the way in ihram. So how they came out of ihram. So we must think properly. That is called tafaqquh fi deen. Liyatafaqqahu fi deen. Deen and fiqh is not to scratch the surface. Tafaqquh fi deen means to go very deep into the ocean of knowledge. That is the meaning of tafaqquh fi deen. So all permissible what you suggested.
Isab, can a woman cut chickens?
Nice one, you understood. Make me laugh, you understood. Early morning, I thought about my hometown, Heidelberg. So my father used to stand one side, and I used to stand one side. I can't remember my father slaughtering a chicken. I can't remember myself slaughtering a chicken. My beloved mother, she would say, bring the mess. You understand? She would tell the maid, bring the knife. They would sharpen it, everything does that. Subhanallah, they learned from Mamaji. You know Mamaji? Hazrat Maulana Zubair Ali Nawwarallahu Marqatahu, the sage of the age, the wali of his time, passed away in Muharram, in the year 67, it was the month of May. I dropped school that day. I played truant. I said, school, go to hell, waste my time. I went with my parents for janaza, you see, to our sheikh, you must remember that. So that is Hazrat Maulana, used to teach my mother, father, all these things. They one day knew about Masail, that I saw her every time, that because I must eat chicken every day. You see that? Imam Nasai used to eat chicken every day. So that was our menu. So we must have chicken. So she used to slaughter. And we one side my father, one side me. I just smiled. And then she would give the water, everything to the chicken, and Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, and slaughter one by one. Not one in front of the other, no, not like that. So like that, properly it was done. That's why it was halal and tayyiba. So much nur, so much barakah. 100% a lady can slaughter with a proviso that she knows how to slaughter. Not only that, my sister, you can slaughter walau kuntaha ida, even if you're in your menses, even if you're in your nifas. Not only that, my sister, now after Ramadan, we will go to Eid al-Fitr, and then when Hajj is finished, the wukuf of Arafat, then the next day is 10th of Zulhijjah, is Eid al-Adha. You know how to slaughter a goat or a sheep, or you know how to slaughter a cow also. You get the ladies who are sharpshooters, some of them. So mashallah, then you slaughter that goat or sheep, all permissible, no problem, provided that you know how to slaughter and strange men are not there. It's just your husband, father, brother, son. So all permissible, no problem. I told you my mother's story. Rahimallah, Allah grant Jannatul Firdaus.
Mukhtisab, our time is up, inshallah. We can go for the 6 o'clock.